In 1935, for example, when my mother and her sister were four, a historian named William M. McMillan came to visit Jamaica. He was a professor at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, South Africa. McMillan was a man before his time. He was deeply concerned with the social problems of South Africa's black population, and he came to the Caribbean to make the same argument he had made back home in South Africa. Chief among Macmillan's concerns was Jamaica's educational system. Formal schooling, if you could call what went on in the wooden barn next door to my grandparents' house formal schooling, went only to 14 years of age. Jamaica had no public high schools or universities. Those with academic inclinations took extra classes with the head teacher in their teenage years and, with luck, made it into a teacher's college. Those with broader ambitions had to somehow find their way into a private school and from there to a university in the United States or England. But scholarships were few and far between, and the cost of private schooling prohibitive for all but a privileged few. The bridge from the primary schools to high school, Macmillan later wrote in a blistering critique of England's treatment of its colonies entitled Warning from the West Indies, is narrow and insecure. The school system did nothing for the humblest classes. He went on, if anything, these schools are a factor deepening and sharpening social distinctions. If the government did not give its people opportunities, he warned, there would be trouble.